A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it is going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it is going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponents will turn you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. I love science a lot, and I'm sure most of you do as well. I mean, we have very sophisticated technologies, and they predict weather. They tell us how the weather is going to be like today, and you know, so that we dress warm or we don't dress warm. Tell us if it's going to rain. Sometimes we plan our trips, our vacations and things around the weather because we have all this technology that is able to predict sometimes near accurate, you know, of the weather. And so it was in the time of Jesus. People had mastered nature in a sense and they could make all these predictions. But sometimes we become so obsessed with our science or with our technology that it becomes the way. It becomes, you know, the only thing we believe in or the only thing we hold on to, so that we trust our science more than we trust God. In today's gospel, Jesus Christ is saying to us and saying to the people who hold to that kind of belief, if we are so good at predicting, why are we not able to see the signs of time that the kingdom of God is almost here, that the kingdom of God is at hand? They are not able to see in Jesus Christ the dawn of the new kingdom, the kingdom of God. In the same way, we can see the signs of the kingdom of God around us, the presence of God in our own time and how God is working in our own world. Also, in today's gospel, Jesus Christ speaks about the urgency of that kingdom of God. Just like when you know it is going to snow, you make your trips, you make your plans for the day. You know, keeping into perspective that. The same way, if we know that the kingdom of God is almost at hand and this is urgent, we have to plan toward that. We can't wait until we approach the judgment seat before we meet God face to face, before we try to change our lives. But we have to do it now at this time because the kingdom of God is almost here. We need to settle with God now, not tomorrow, not in a month or 2 months or 1 year from now, because there's urgency. We need to settle with God. Wherever our relationship with God is lacking, wherever our relationship with God needs to be strengthened, we need to do it now. Because when we approach Christ at the judgment seat, it might be too late for us to fix it then.